This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ladies, girls, females, anybody who's meeting a stranger for the first time, whether it be online, in a bar, at school, at the store, anywhere, be safe. You never know what they're like in real life. There's some sick-ass people out there. Some date you just for the sake of hurting you or killing you. Don't let the excitement of meeting somewhere new get you murdered. I've done it. I've done it more than once. You think you can trust this guy or this female? And you go to dinner or lunch and you fall in love. But that's lust or excitement or whatever you want to call it. Just beware of who you meet online, in person.
Because of who you give your time. Don't go to his house on the first date to ensure that you are safe. Beware of who you meet online. Because of who you give your time. Don't go to his house on the first date.
To Shaylay Robinson, Sade Robinson, this beautiful 19-year-old girl met a guy while out with friends. She was a college student in Milwaukee, and she never thought she wasn't returning home from dinner and drinks while out with her friends. So, Maxwell Anderson, the guy that she met out at the bar, 34-year-old white man, yep, I'm saying white, she's black, because history tells us that killers, serial killers, deranged animals, are mostly white males between the ages of 20 and 35. I'm not saying black people don't kill, but there are some serial killers that are black. And I'll talk about them later in a later podcast. But this deranged animal stalked this beautiful black girl just to kill her. Yeah. He was a bum. She was just going on a date. April 1st. Damn, April Fool's Day. Ugh. She went on a first date with this animal. And they went to the Twisted Fisherman restaurant in Milwaukee. And then afterwards, the pair went to Duke's on Water for drinks. After she didn't show up the next day, authorities looked at surveillance video, which would later show her vehicle. This bum had the nerve to steal her vehicle and drive it to several parts of the city that night and into the early hours of April 2nd. But Sade was nowhere to be seen. She didn't show up for her job at the pizza shuttle the next day, so her co-workers called the police and reported her missing. Her mother wasn't notified for two more days. Excuse me? Like, what kind of shoddy police work is that? So, April 2nd. April 2nd, the day the co-workers reported her missing, her leg, Sade's leg, was discovered on the shores of Lake Michigan. Her toes still pink with the pink polish, and her car was set on fire. Yeah. Her car was set on fire. And the bum, the 34-year-old Maxwell Anderson, he was spotted on security cameras at a nearby bus station. Yeah. So, that didn't take too much time to find him guilty. He was found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, hiding a corpse, and arson in her grisly slaying after a two-week trial. He was found guilty after 2 weeks. The way that he killed her is gruesome. You don't even treat an animal like this. She was dismembered. Her body parts, which included her torso, her right breast, were scattered across Milwaukee County. They have still not found her head. Yeah. That's sick. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. She was going out on a date. On a date. On a date. And can you imagine what terror she felt? So after her mother was notified of her daughter missing, 3 days later, she assisted the police with tracking down Sade's cell phone. Her mother and her have been tracking each other's phones for safety. That was a priority her mother had for her two daughters, especially living in a state where black women were 20 times more likely to be murdered than white women. This is according to a 2024 Columbia University report. This is ironic because Sade was studying criminal justice. She also had dreams of joining the military and had an impeccable work ethic. Wow. So, ladies, men too, please, if you don't do but the bare minimum, look these people up. The county records have free access on everybody. If they have committed a crime, been divorced, been married, contact your county and access their website for free public records. So you can search these sickos before you go on a date with them. Now her mother won't ever get to experience adulthood with her. Wow. I can't imagine this. Like, this is crazy. So, the dog, the animal, Maxwell Anderson, brutally and callously killed and dismembered Sade hours after the two shared dinner last spring. He brutally cut her apart, disposed of her body parts, and burned her car. In the few first days of the trial, the prosecutors presented chilling breadcrumbs, digital breadcrumbs. They exposed that the animal, Maxwell Anderson, had a license plate reader, surveillance images, and they discovered him walking away from her burned out car near 30th and Lisbon in Milwaukee. They even had video footage of the two pair meeting for dinner and drinks at the restaurant and then at a bar before going to Anderson's home. No. Please, do not go to person's home the very first time you meet them. Oh, gosh. He was probably saying sweet little things to her, you know, and she was feeling, you know, good, probably from the drinks they both were. She was feeling happy and special. Then she went to his home. That's what sealed her fate. And it looks like he didn't drive a car. Because, Bum, why are you driving her car after you killed her? Surveillance says there was off and on movement at the animal's house on the night of April 1 until 12:45 a.m. And this is according to a neighbor's video camera. And then phone records show Chardé's phone traveling around the city of Milwaukee before ending up apparently stationary at a park where her severed leg was recovered. According to the police, they believe the leg was sawn off. Like, he sawed her leg off. Wow. Her friend used Life 360, a location-based service which allows users to share their location. This was not enough. You can share your location, but still do not go over a person's house. Like, you just met this person. Please let your instincts kick in. Please let your instincts kick in. There have been a few times where I did this. And luckily, they were just normal people. Like, normal people. Because in one instance, he had his whole family there. He was running for mayor in Florida. Kids were there, cousins were there, dad was there, you know, but we talked for months, and I looked him up. Even though he lived in Florida, I was able to look him up. Take the time, ladies, men, take the time to look these people up. It took me a while to find what county he lived in. Took me a while to find his other social media apps, whatever, accounts. But I found him. And that's why I was comfortable going, meeting him. Even though I stayed in a hotel, he came and got me from the hotel, and I met a family. I even talked to his family way before I met him. Anyway, but just because you share your location with somebody else, that doesn't keep you safe. That doesn't keep you safe. Now, if the sick animal would have known that people knew where she was, he might not have did it. But who knows? And the same morning, April 2nd, the Milwaukee Fire Department was called to a vehicle fire on the city's north side. That was her car. He lived on the south side. then that sick animal was boarding the bus April 2nd, shortly after he set Sade's car on fire. Weeks later, on May 11th, Sade's right arm washed ashore in Illinois. And I can't stand defense attorneys in these kind of cases. They know he went on a date. They didn't dispute that. But he argued Anthony Cotton was Anderson's defense attorney. He said Anderson had no reason to kill the woman. There's absolutely no reason for Max to commit a crime like this. Like, dumbass attorney. Like, how can you sleep at night? Anyway, the coward did not testify, and his defense team did not present any witnesses. What a sorry ass defense team. Like, really? I'm glad they didn't, because give this animal the death penalty. So during a search of this animal's home, they did find a photo on his phone of Sade Robinson laying face down on his couch, and another photo that shows Sade's pants and underwear being pulled off her body. Oh my goodness. Police did find her pants and underwear in the trunk of her car after it had been burned. Wow. And they discovered that the park where Sade's leg was found, the animal, the sick animal, called it his secret beach. He had visited that place many times. So Anderson confessed that he had planned to kill Sade Robinson weeks before her death. According to a confidential informant, the informant told police that when they were at Anderson's home on March 5th, he showed, the sick animal showed the informant his basement, where there was a plastic tarp covering a sanitation sink. What? And the informant also noticed the sauce. Wow. So, the way I understand it, the tarp was covering the ceiling, floors, and the walls? And this was weeks before she was killed, so why didn't the informant come forward? The informant said that the sick animal told him that he would use the gun to force her down to the basement. I can't even talk. This is so disturbing. To force her down into the basement, and then he planned on shooting Robinson, Sade, and dismember her body in the room before disposing her body parts throughout the city. On the morning of April 4th, they arrested the sick fuck during a traffic stop near his home. and he had been in custody since his arrest on a $5 million bond. So there have been 9 domestic violent homicides in Milwaukee. In 2024, there were at least 34 domestic violence homicides. Weeks after Sade was murdered, her mother stood with her younger daughter, and they accepted her sisters. They accepted Sade's degree in criminal justice. Oh my goodness. So, her mother created Sade's Voice Foundation, a nonprofit aimed at protecting young people and supporting families during the process. Her mother has also partnered with Wisconsin lawmakers who pledged to reintroduce legislation that would strengthen police response to missing persons, especially Black women and girls. Also, a bill was introduced by Representative Bud Williams that would create a statewide task force to improve how law enforcement handles cases involving missing Black women. Please access organizations like Black and Missing Foundation, Inc., and Our Black Girls. They have been instrumental in amplifying unreported Black girl, missing Black girl cases. He stalked this girl, intended to kill her, and the informant didn't say shit. The informant is just as guilty as a sick fuck is. Remember to look up these people. They might not have anything, but do not go to a person's house the first day you meet them. You have to do your due diligence and look at these people. Find out who their family members are. Find out if they're racist. Find out if they just hate Black people. Find out if they hate women. Find out if they are sicko. Find out if they abuse animals. Find out if they actually have a job, have a life. Like, I know it's exciting, but don't be so quick to go to a person's house. Oh, before you get to know them. Actually, we don't really know the people who we are with, because some women are killed by their husbands 20, 30 years after they're married. So you don't really know a person, but you can find out what their lifestyle is about. And that may turn you off and save your life.
Beware of who you meet online, because of time, because of who you give your time. Don't go to a stranger's
house. Rest in peace, Sade.